Good morning. You're tuned into Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm your host this morning. I've got in the studio with me three guests for our morning interview, and they're all students from the Windesheim University in the Netherlands. And I'm going to ask them to introduce themselves so they can say their names correctly.
Good morning. My name is Jana Fella.
Good morning. My name is Anastasia van der Lende.
Good morning. My name is Kes Koolsteeg.
Thank you all for being here, and thank you for saying your name so that everyone can understand. It's delightful to have you here and to talk about an interesting project that you're all here in Sitka working on. It has to do with regenerative and sustainable, program for the Sitka Sound Science Center, a tourism program for the Sitka Sound Science Center, which I think will be very interesting for listeners to hear about. But before we talk about that project, I'd like to introduce listeners a little bit to you each. First of all, I'd love to know where you're all from and what led you to the work that you're studying now. Maybe I'll start with you, Jana.
Yeah, sure. First of all, thank you, Brooke, so much for having us. So we all study global project and change management. And we are right now in our third year. And what led me to it, I first did a voluntary year in the Netherlands, and then I looked for a study about sustainability and management. And that was what I found. And I loved it from the first moment I saw it.
And you're not actually from the Netherlands, correct? Where do you come from?
I'm from Germany.
From Germany, yeah. But you took a volunteer year after what we would call high school in the United States?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And then sort of discovered this program while you were volunteering.
Yeah.
And Netherlands was the place to go, it sounds like.
Yeah, it was. That I ended up there was a bit that was a bit accidental. But in the end, the study program I found was there.
So. Okay, great. And then what about for you, Anastasia?
So for me, it was kind of I graduated high school and I was just freshly out of it. And mostly in the Netherlands, we go after high school to college. So I was looking around everywhere and then I was looking for something and where I could help people because that was always a dream of mine. To kind of help people. So we started looking around and then thanks to my mom, actually, she found this study and it just combined helping people, sustainability, fighting for things that are wrong, connecting with project management. And it was just, I think, a total package for me to see.
Perfect. I want to get more into this program a little bit. But first, I'd like to talk to Kes about where you're from and what led you to this program.
Yeah, so I'm from a very small town in the Netherlands called Cote. And I went to art school after high school, which didn't really fit me in the end. So I got a higher high school degree. And after that, I found the study we're all in right now, because I'm really interested in the social part of it, in human rights. And there aren't many programs in the Netherlands offering what this program is offering. So that's how I got into it.
Yes. Yeah. So a couple of you have mentioned kind of helping people and human rights. So I'd love to know if you all want to answer a little bit about the program itself. Like, what do you study? How does it help people? Tell me about that part of it.
Yeah, sure. I think that's also what my parents keep asking me. What do you actually study? because it's a bit hard to grasp because what we cover is different areas. So the core of it is project management, but it's really connected to enabling social change. So what we do is having project management theories, but from the first week on, we actually manage real life projects which are connected to the Sustainable Development Goals of the United Nations. So maybe one of you wants to jump in on more stuff we do.
Yes, I could give maybe a little background into where we are. So now we're in our last semester of our third year, so we have one more year to go. But since, I think, like Jana said, from the first year, we have been diving deep into what project management is and different approaches you can take towards a project, and then getting these real life hand-on experiences first back in the Netherlands, and now we got the opportunity here in the third year to experience here it in Sitka.
Yeah, Kes, maybe I'll ask you, how is it that you're in Sitka? Like, what led you to the Sitka Sound Science Center of all places?
So we currently have a teacher in our school. Her name is Diane, and she lived in Sitka for about 12 years. And she's a really good friend of Lisa Busch. And Lisa Busch was, of course, the former executive director of the Science Center, which is how they made the connection from the Netherlands to Alaska, because this is the first project here in Alaska. There's projects all over the world going on right now with our program, Uganda, Malawi, but also in South America. So then Lisa came to Diane with a problem statement, and that's how we made the project.
Okay, very cool. So what was the problem statement? What are you guys here doing, gals here doing?
So what we're doing here is we're developing a regenerative tourism business plan for the Science Center. So the first thing that we were confronted with what was, of course, the tourism situation in Sitka. So that there's this this aspect of many cruise ships with which of course bring a lot of it with it for the town. But the Science Center, as it has limited facilities and also limited resources, would like to find a way to have a tourism that fits them and to bring in that regenerative approach to tourism.
And I understand from talking to you all briefly before we came on the air that you're each kind of working on separate components. So I'd be curious to know a little bit what each of you has been studying or working on and sort of discovering. And feel free to jump in. Maybe Anna Sasea, we'll start with you this time.
Yes, I've been working on looking into regenerative tourism as a concept and a whole, and specifically looking into what strategies or what actions needed to be taken before implementing it, but also looking into how it could financially benefit a place and an organization.
Okay, yeah. And then Kes, what about you? What has your component been?
I've been doing a mixed method study about the tourist demographic and the marketing aspects of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Jana?
So my research area was about partnerships and collaboration. And at this point, it's also important to mention that we're not only with the three of us, but actually with the five of us. Julie, who is another one of us, she looked into the infrastructure. And then we also have Lonneke, who looked into different science centers and looked into how best practices can be used for the science center as well.
Okay, lovely. And you're coming to the end of your time here in Sitka. So all five of you, either two of you who aren't here, are kind of coming together now at this point and bringing what you've discovered, and you're going to work collaboratively for a plan. Tell me about this kind of final piece.
So we're now in the process of collecting our findings all together and seeing what different things have come up from those research and what we could use in order to get this regenerative tourism business plan for the Science Center effectively and also useful. And I think we're now in the process of collecting it all.
Yeah, we finished our research last week. We're still kind of wrapping it up. So we are indeed starting today with collaborating
Great.
On it. Yeah.
I don't know, this might put you a little bit too on the spot, so feel free to tell me that you can't answer it right now. But is there a sense of what you feel like you're going to be coming to propose to the Sitka Sound Science Center at this point? Or is that too nitty gritty? Can you say?
I think when it comes to the nitty gritty, that might be a bit too soon yet. But what we did notice is that, it sounds nice, right? I'll just do a project on regenerative tourism, and a project always has an end, right? But at this point, we're seeing that when talking about regenerative tourism, there's never an end goal. So probably where it will head is that we will propose activities and goals for the upcoming time, but which will need to be adjusted all the time because it's an iterative process. It doesn't have an end goal. It's not extractive, right? You need to keep it up. So that's something we're figuring out how to best give hands-on advice on something that's not specifically hands-on.
Right. That will constantly be changing.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. What a complex situation, but also really exciting, I feel like, for the Sitka Sound Science Center and for Sitkins to hear about. So we're just about out of time, but if people want to chat with you or find out more about what you're doing and your colleagues that are also at the Science Center, the best thing is to go to the Science Center.
Yes,
please. Yeah. Yes, hit us up.
Okay, yeah. So people can swing by the Sitka Sound Science Center, ask to speak to you all. You also have email addresses, but we'll let the listeners get those in person because they can be a little bit long. How exciting to talk to you all. And I want to thank you for coming to Sitka, but also coming to the radio and sharing with us what you've been doing. And I've been speaking with Jana, Anna Sasea, and Kes. Thank you all for being here.
Thank you so much for having us.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.